Across China, this is BBC Learning English.
Is there any point in a degree? Coming to a university isn't cheap, and with top-up fees as well, you could come out at the end with debts of £20,000. Many students drop out or fail, and unemployment among recent graduates is three times higher than it was a couple of years ago.
A news report there about university education in the UK. And we'll be looking at this topic much more closely in today's BBC Learning English Culture programme. I'm Jo, and with me today is Jean.
Hello there.
BBC Learning English.
So, let's just look at what that news report was actually saying. We heard the question, is there any point in a degree? A university degree.
就是一个大学学位。到底有什么意义吗? Is there any point in a degree?
Is there any point in studying? Is there any point?
我们也会听到有人说, What's the point? What's the point in a degree? What's the point in studying? 学习和取得学位到底有什么意义呢?
So the news report asks, Is there any point in a degree?Coming to a university isn't cheap because of top-up fees.
是的,近年来英国各大大学呢也颁布了 top-up fees. Top-up 就是附加的意思, fees 是学费。不过这种所谓的附加学费到底是怎么回事呢?是这样的,英国本国政府呢对于本国每个英国人上大学是有一定的拨款资助的。不过政府也说,其实教育这些本国大学生的花费总是比他的拨款要高,所以政府就要求那些多出来的花费应该由大学生自己承担,大概是一年几千英镑的数目。那些不能一下子把这笔费用交清的学生呢可以申请贷款,毕业工作了以后再还,所以他们是在 topping up 政府已经在教育方面的拨款。
So university isn't cheap because of these top-up fees that have to be paid back. It's possible for students to leave university with debts of up to £20,000. A debt.
就是一笔债务。一些学生呢读完大学也欠下了高达2万英镑相当于30万人民币的债务。Up to, 达到。
The report says many students drop out or fail. To drop out.
辍学,或者就不及格, fail.
And unemployment is now three times higher than it was a couple of years ago. Unemployment.
是失业。现在面临失业问题的英国大学毕业生呢，比前两年高了三倍。大学毕业生就是
Graduates. A graduate.Here's that report again.
Is there any point in a degree? Coming to a university isn't cheap, and with top-up fees as well, you could come out at the end with debts of £20,000. Many students drop out or fail, and unemployment among recent graduates is three times higher than it was a couple of years ago.
You're listening to BBC Learning English.
目前英国的这个问题呢，确实值得人们深思。很多英国人都在问，如果上个大学把自己搞得负债累累，大学毕业生失业率又那么高，那上这个大学还有什么用呢？
Well, Marianne Seacart works for British newspaper The Times, and she actually thinks her degree has been extraordinarily useful.
Extraordinarily, 不寻常的。她说呢，有一个大学学位是极其有用的，从一开始就帮她找到了工作。In the first place, 从一开始。
And according to Marianne, the media employs almost entirely graduates.
It's been extraordinarily useful for me. First of all, it helped me get a job in the first place. The media these days employs almost entirely graduates. Very, very hard to get a job if you haven't got a degree. So it actually got me my first job in the first place.
And she's not the only person who thinks a degree is very useful. Liz Mooney is a project manager.
Liz Mooney 是一位项目经理，她也认为学到一个学位绝对是值得做的一件事情。
It's worth it. Doing a degree is worth it.
I think if you have the choice, then doing a degree is worth it because it gives you academic skills or shows that you can work to a particular academic level and shows that...You know, you have the skills and determination to be able to work at a level which is kind of a starting point, really, for any career.
So she says, if you have the choice, doing a degree is worth it because it gives you academic skills and shows you can work to an academic level.
Academic, 学术的
Shows you have skills and determination.
Determination 就是决心、毅力，而这也是起步任何一项事业必不可少的能力。A starting point, 起步的起点。
Let's recap some of today's university-related language so far. We learned the word degree.
学位，我们还学到了一个短语，是有什么意义呢？
Is there any point? Is there any point in a degree? And we talked about top-up fees.
附加学费。
Many university students have debts. A debt.
一笔债务。有些学生辍学了。
To drop out. Or they fail.
或者考试不及格。还有一个和大学有关的重要单词，大学毕业生。
A graduate. And there's lots of graduate unemployment.
失业。我们也听到说，拥有一个大学学位的重要性是多么的不同寻常。Extraordinarily.
And it can help you get a job in the first place.
从一开始的，有些人呢认为去学到一个学位完全是件值得做的事情。
It's worth it.
我们也说到拥有一个大学学位是事业的起步点。
A starting point.
BBC Learning English. Culture.
You're listening to BBC Learning English, and today we're talking about university education.
是的，英国的大学对于他们本国人来说是相当昂贵的，所以我们今天的话题就是英国人自己觉得上大学是否是个值得做的事情。
The people we've spoken to so far think it's definitely worth studying for a degree, but not everyone completely agrees. We spoke to William, who didn't think his degree has been very useful to him.
Actually, it was a bit of a waste of time. I enjoyed it, but I haven't needed it, and I don't really think for my job I needed my degree. My degree hasn't been useful at all.
William says he didn't need a degree to do the job he's doing now, and he thinks it was a bit of a waste of time.
浪费时间的一件事。
We also spoke to Avril Outon, who's an entrepreneur.
Entrepreneur 就是企业家、创业家。他认为呢，取得实地的工作经验比上学更重要。他说，没有大学学位，你照样可以成功。
You can always achieve without a degree, and there's nothing like experience in learning for business. There's nothing like it.
没有什么比实地工作更能锻炼你能力的了。看看其他那些这样的创业家，你就知道了。
She says she thinks it shows.She talks about famous successful entrepreneurs who haven't got degrees and who left school at the age of 16 and went into the workforce.
Workforce, 工作人群，上班族。Here's Avril.
Well, education is always important, but you can always achieve without a degree and good education. There's nothing like experience in learning for business. And I think that shows there are a lot of very, verysuccessful entrepreneurs. They left school at 16 and they went into the workforce and got experience. And there's nothing like experience.
一些我们采访到的其他大学毕业生呢，都表示自己学到的学位绝对是对求职方面有帮助的。不过说到经济方面，他们都不觉得这个学位有什么决定性的辅助作用。
Well, I needed a degree to get my first job. And you do need a degree for quite a few jobs. But I think thatOverall, I didn't learn a lot, and I spent a lot of money, which I'm still trying to pay back.
I had to have a degree to get the job that I've got, but it didn't necessarily make me richer. I know I would be richer now if I hadn't gone to university, because I'm still paying for university and will be for about 10 years, I think.
So the first man there said he didn't learn a lot, and he spent a lot of money, which he's still trying to pay back.
To pay back, 去偿还。第二位说话的男士说呢，有学位不等于就有钱，就是说一个学位并不是意味着会从事很挣钱的工作。
It didn't necessarily make him richer. He thinks he'd be richer now. He would have more money if he hadn't gone to university. He's still paying for university even as a graduate, and he'll be paying for it for 10 years.
为了支付自己在大学期间的学费、生活费，他不得不向银行贷款。毕业之后要想偿清这笔贷款也要很长的时间。在英国上大学的大多数人呢，其实他们的家都不是在本地，所以去外地上学就会出现更高的生活费用。如果学生自己的家长薪水不够支付这些费用呢，政府会出来给他们一定的贷款。学生毕业找到工作之后才可以开始偿还这样的政府贷款。
But even though he's not richer, he says he wouldn't change anything.
他在下面呢会给我们说到一些有关家务活的事情，是有什么关系呢？
I wouldn't change anything ever because university was the best years of my life. Such a good experience. And the friends you make at university are the friends you have for life. and the things you learn at university are the things that you care about for the rest of your life. It's about going away from home and being able to survive on little money, looking after yourself, doing your own laundry, and even if you don't get a good degree or it's not in the subject that's relevant to the job that you're going for afterwards, just the fact that you looked after yourself for 3 years, it means quite a lot.
他说呀，其实最重要的是上大学的这一番经历，离家在外的锻炼，交到的朋友等等。
Being away from home, being able to survive on little money.
如何的节省开支，照顾自己，自己洗衣服，这些平时在家里不干的家务活都得学着做了。
Doing your own laundry. He says, even if you don't get a good degree.
Even if, 就算是你学到的学位对你想发展的事业并不是特别的有帮助，或者和你真正找到的工作没有什么关系，有关 relevant.
It's not relevant to the job you get afterwards. The most important thing is that you've looked after yourself for 3 years.
You're listening to BBC Learning English.
Let's just have another look at some of the language we've heard. We talked about how one graduate felt doing a degree was a waste of time.
浪费时间的事情。有些创业家呢，认为学位并不是必须的。
An entrepreneur. You can achieveWithout a degree.
没有学位照样能取得成功。我们还说到了加入上班族。
The workforce. Students often have to pay back money when they leave university.
去偿还债务。不过离家在外也是一番经历。
To be away from home. Doing the laundry.
自己洗衣服，自己生存。
To survive on little money. Little here means not a lot.And finally, we talked about degrees being relevant to your job.
Relevant, 有关的。希望我们今天 BBC Learning English 的节目让大家了解到了更多英国本国人上学的情况，还有年轻人面临的问题和抉择。
Is it similar at all in China, Jean?
Actually, Joe, in China, we still see university degree as a very important achievement.
不过我们很多的年轻人面临的选择呢，是到底在哪里上什么样的大学。
And is it expensive? Do people have to pay back for a long time like in the UK?
Well, some of them, especially if they study overseas.
Have you paid back your university education, Jean?
Just about.
Anyway, we've run out of time for today, and if you want to find out more about student life in the UK and about learning English, you can visit our website. It's www.bbc.co.uk/China.
或者你也可以直接和我们 email 联系，我们的 email 信箱是 chinaelt@bbc.co.uk. We'll see you next time.
Bye.
BBC Learning English.